We're in Tivot Shalom, Chelek Aleph. We're doing a piece, not on the Parsha, not on the Zman, a piece on learning Torah. Ha'osek b'Torah lishma. I thought about doing something different. I was trying to figure out what to do. Baruch Hashem, I've been getting to learn a lot of Tivot Shalom together on Leave Live from distance learning right now during this pandemic and this distance learning opportunity. And I was thinking, you know, what would be a great thing to learn? And so all the ideas went through my head of what would, you know, what we could be machazik on and what we could work on in this new situation, how we could make ourselves stronger. And then I thought, we're doing that all the time. That's constantly what we're talking about. Let's talk about something that we're doing great. Because everybody who's here on this Leave Live, for some of you it's 9 a.m. and for some of you have tremendous, really going beyond Mesiras Nefesh, are here at 6 a.m. Some of you are listening online, whatever the case may be, you're all learning Torah Lishma. That's what you're doing right now. If you were in Yeshiva, this month ended on last Wednesday. These are all additional and extra shirim from home. If you're listening online, it's definitely Torah Lishma. So I thought instead of talking about what we could do better, what we could do differently, or how to be mechazik in these challenging times, let's talk about what we're doing right in these challenging times and what a great impact it's having on ourselves and on the world. Again, as always, I consider this a chavruta. It's great to be learning with all 12 of you who are here live virtually. But it's a chavruta, so I didn't prepare it in advance. We're going to learn it together and see what the Tivot Shalom has to tell us about the fact that we are mamish now learning Torah Lishma and how much we can gain for all of the Torah Lishma that we're learning during this challenging time from our homes and making the most of the time that we have. So let's jump in. Page Kuf Mem Zayin. This is in the additional volumes in Chelek Aleph. Interesting fun fact, first of all, they aren't really the additional volumes. From my understanding, I believe that they are the original volumes. My understanding is actually that the Nesivot Shalom himself wrote Chelek Aleph and Bet himself. The ones on the Parsha and on the Parsha and the volumes that were written afterward, they were written by his son-in-law, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but it was written by part of the dynasty, but not by himself. But he read over every single word and edited every single word. But these have a different feel to them. When you read Chalakim Aleph and Bet, if they feel a little different when you get used to Nesivot Shalom, it's because, if I remember correctly, he actually wrote these himself. So it's also a schus to be able to mamish read the words written by the Slonim Rebbe himself. Ha'osik b'Torah Lishma, one who is learning Torah Lishma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'osik Torah Lishma, zoche ledvarim harbe. Rabbi Meir says that a person who learns Torah Lishma is zoche to many things. V'lo od, ela shekol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. But not only that, but the entire world is proper for that person. Nikra rea ahuv ohev et hamakom ohev et abriot. The person is considered a dear friend, beloved, and somebody which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves in the whole world. Umelav shato anava v'yira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes that person with humility and yira. V'nehenin mimenu etza v'tushia. V'notenet lo malchut u'memshala, and the person is going to be given kingdom and rulership. U'megalin lo razei Torah, and the person will be revealed the secrets of Torah. V'naaseh kema'ayana mitgabero kenar she'eno poseik, and will be made like a spring which strengthens, and like a river which never ends. I mean, this is the tremendous ma'ilas of learning Torah Lishma. What everybody here, no matter how you're listening to this shir, no matter where you're listening to it from, because it's not here, I'm the only one in this room, right? No matter where you're listening to this shir from, you're all doing, we are all doing Torah Lishma. This is talking about us. Tzarich lahadir, and therefore we need to understand, mahu esek Torah Lishma? What does it mean, Torah Lishma? V'lama eino omer kol ha'osek b'Torah Lishmo Yiparach? Why is it called Torah Lishma and not Torah Lishmo Yiparach? Why is it called Torah for the purpose of his name? Why is it Torah Lishma? What does Torah Lishma mean? Odi shlavim, we also have to understand, v'ma'amar, Rabbi Meir, shezoche, Lidvarim harbe, that a person is zochet to many things when they learn Torah Lishma. Veishiva zil kol anei ma'alot, and it goes on to list all of these many, many ma'ilas, these many, many lofty things. What is the unifying factor? What's the common denominator between these things that make them the things that we're zochet to when we learn Torah Lishma? There must be one unified root that brings them together to be what we're zochet to from when we learn Torah Lishma. V'lama dafka osik b'Torah Lishma zochet lahem yoter be Biv Miv Kiuman Shel Kol Hamitzvot. And why is it Zafka doing learning Torah Lishma? We zochet to these things more than the fulfilling all of the, any of the other mitzvot. Uvichazal itan, chazal say Masechet Sota, ala pasuk, kiger, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, very famously the pasuk is quoted in relationship to learning Torah, that ner mitzvah, that doing a mitzvah is like a candle, and learning Torah, that the Torah itself is like a fire, as opposed to a candle, like a burning fire, as opposed to a candle, there's turn the string to the candle into a mitzvah. But that's how the pasuk in Mishlei frames it, ner mitzvah v'torah or. Tala katuv et ha-mitzvah b'ner, again, it compares mitzvot to a ner, to a candle, and Torah to a fire. Mashallah Adam Shayamahalich be shown Laila Afela, like a person who's walking in the total darkness of night. Umitaremin Hakotsin Havapichatim, and a person is worried about all kinds of thorns and things that could mess him up on the way. Umina Lisimin, from robbers that could attack him on the way. Doesn't know which way to go. A person who lights a candle will be saved from the pits and from the thorns on the way. Va'adayin mitarei min halisim ve'eino yodea be'ezeh derech. But he still is afraid of robbers and doesn't know which way to go. Meaning he's able to take care of his immediate surroundings, his dalet amos. But he doesn't know what's happening far away. He can't see the robbers coming at him from a distance. He can't see what's happening down the road and which way to go. Kivan she'ir hayom, he'ir hayom, Nitzol Mikulam. But when the daylight comes and the sun rises, then he's safe from everything. He can see exactly what's going on around him and exactly where he needs to go. And that's connected to Torah. V'yesh lavin ma'alata Torah yeter al ha-mitzvot shubichinat or hayom. Why is the Torah nimshal to the or hayom? Why is the Torah compared to daylight? As opposed to, on the flip side, a mitzvah is simply a candle. Again, trying to strengthen that candle. But why is it that in comparatively, and in terms of the relationship between the two, why is the mitzvah only a candle but the Torah is the or? Second paragraph, bottom of the first column. V'nei amru Chazal, alpayim shana kadma Torah le'olam. Chazal tell us in Bereishis Rabbah that 2,000 years before the world already the Torah existed. Oditad also says, Tnai hitzna HaKadosh Baruch Hu imaseh bereishit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the creation of the world itself. He created the world on condition. Im mekablim Yisrael et haTorah, if Klal Yisrael would accept the Torah, mutav, then it would be good. And if not, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he said, this world that I created, I'm telling you, you're going to exist until Matan Torah. And at Matan Torah, if the Jewish people accept the Torah, the world will continue. And if the Jews reject the Torah at Matan Torah, the world will cease to exist because you're created on condition. This entire Bria, you're created on condition that Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah. Lavina Kesher Shel Kiyum Ha'olam Imat Torah. We have to understand the connection between the continuation of the world and Torah itself. Yish lomar al piyam uvo'ar b'svar makadoshim b'shorash ha'lashon b'riyat ha'olam. Shumilashon ha'alam. Welcome, Noah. Welcome, Noah. We're talking about the greatness, the maila of learning Torah lishma, what you're doing right now. So we're going to jump right in. We're talking about the greatness of learning Torah lishma. We're at the bottom of the first column. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Yish lomar al piyam uvar b'svar makedoshim. Again, b'shorash ha'lashon b'riyat ha'olam, that in terms of the root of the lashon, of the wording, b'riyat ha'olam, the creation of the world, shumi lashon ha'olam. Ha'olam means hidden. Shekol ha'olamot ha'elyonim gavoha me'al gavoha. That all of the worlds, all layers of reality, the spiritual realms that are stacked upon the physical world, higher and higher and higher. Kulam me'irimu mazhirim me'or lukoto yibarach shemo. They all light up through the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through God's light, through the godly light. V'yoto davar be'etzem gam be'olam achomri hazeh. And that's also within the physical world as well. God's light, the supernal light, the light of God, penetrates all the way through to this world as well. Shemelo kol ha'aretz kevodo, that the whole world is filled with the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As kedei she'tiyeh bechira be'olam hazeh, or lokutoi parachu be'elim. But in order that there should be free will in this world, with the most fundamental concept of this world, the most fundamental premise of Olam Hazeh is that we have Bechira Chofshit, is that we're Baalei Bechira, that we have freedom of choice, and that we exercise that freedom of choice. But the only way to have true freedom of choice at all, and is it only exists, which is in this world, is if there isn't a clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If God says, do these things, if God says, have emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no avoda in having emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no yitzer hara, there's no shikul, there's no bechira. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of you and telling you he exists, you can't deny that. The world is simply as it is. There's no way that if we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the world, if we saw Malo Kadosh Bodo, if our eyes opened up and we peeked beneath the physical veil of this world to see that all underneath it all is just God, if we saw God as He truly existed, if we saw the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Bechira Chofshit. Because how could you possibly put your left shoe on before your right shoe if you knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting next to you while you were putting on your shoes and you were spitting in His face while you were doing it like that? There's no Bechira Chofshit that way. Bechira Chofshit is dependent upon the fact that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be hidden. And that's why the Rambam said that Hashem hard, that the Ramban said that Hashem hardened the heart of Paro. Meaning He took away His Bechira Chofshit. Because at that point, I'm extrapolating here from a cryptic line. You're writing like the Ramban. That it was so clear to him towards the end of the ten makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed. Had he not hardened his heart, he would have had to have let them go. Did I get close to that? Did I somewhat hit that? Excellent. Thank you. He said, I got it. I was mechavin to Jacob. So again, 100%, that's exactly the idea. Once things become so clear, there's no Bechira Chofshit involved. That's the idea. So he says, V'amabit al inyanei, top of the next column, olam hazeh, bi'inyanim chumriyot, when we gaze at olam hazeh in the physical world, the physical nature of this world, or erak chomer v'geshem av hamastir mimenu et or elokuto yitbarach, we just see physicality and just the thickness of that physicality which hides the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'eino ro'eh taborei barach shemo shemalei kol ha'aretz v'do. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in this world. Machamata chomer hamastir or helion, because of the physicality which clouds, which darkens, which covers up that light. The physicality blocks the light of godliness in this world.
This
is the Torah Kedosha which lights up the world. We have the Torah Kedosha connected this. And with the light of the Torah, when we read Torah, when we learn Torah, we're sitting here learning Torah, when we sit there in Mamish and we look and we gaze at Psukim from Chumash, and we gaze at the words of the Mishnah, and we gaze at the wonderful letters of Aramaic in the Gemara, and we gaze at the beautiful letters in the Sefer. When we do that, when we're learning Torah, when we're hearing it and we're learning Torah, through the aura of that Torah, we're able to see, we have eyes of Ruchnius. We're cleansing our eyes, we're putting our eyes into a mikvah. And when our eyes come out of that mikvah, we're able to look at the same world, and we're able to see past the gashmis of the world, see past the chomer of the world, and see the Or HaLokut of the world, which is mamish all around us. We're able to see Ein Od Milvado. We're able to see that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical world falls away, and the truth is revealed that there is nothing but God. And it's the learning of Torah, it's Torah itself which cleanses our eyes, cleanses our bodies, cleanses our very beings, and allows us to see the emes of reality. Ein Od Milvado, all there is the Or HaLokut. It's all just hidden within everything. To see past the sheker of the physical world, and to see deep within it is just the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exploding out and engaging us in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hiddenness of the physical world, the hiddenness of the physical world, behind the physicality of the physical world, is a little bit of the concept of tzimtzum. Shekol chomer hu mitzumsam behiyoto mugdar mugbal. That all physical things are held back. They all have definitions. They all have borders and boundaries. The ha'arat ha'elam lirot et elokut et Et Elokim mistater betocha ester, and the goal to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's mamish moving around in the hiddenness. He's right inside of there. He yitziat mitzimtzum lemerchav. It's moving from being closed off, from being boxed up, to being totally broadened. Ein Sofi, infinitely broadened. Gavoha mi al gavoha, meaning it frees our minds to be able to see the infinite nature of reality. We look at a desk, I just see a desk. I look at a computer, I just see a computer. I look at the walls, they're boxing me in. But when I learn Torah is able to let me see past the physical boundaries of the world, and mamish take any physical thing that I'm looking at and see the infinite. I'm able to gaze into the infinite. You think we think for a second as we sit all here in isolation, each one in their own home, and we feel like we're surrounded by these walls which are holding us in. But we close our eyes, we open our eyes for real. We learn Torah. We learn a parak of Tanakh. We learn a page of Gemara. We learn a parak of Mishnayos. We learn a page in a Sefer. When we're doing that, we're mamish opening up our eyes to be able to see that there are no walls. It's all or. It's all or of Elokut and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We're able to see infinite. It's the freedom from all prisons. It's the freedom from all confinement. It's the freedom from being trapped within our bodies when we're sick. It's the freedom from being trapped within our homes and bidud. It's the freedom from being trapped even on a regular Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon. It's the freedom from thinking that we're limited to our physical surroundings and recognizing we have access to the infinite. And that this sefer, every word of Torah, is the ability to access the infinite. To open our eyes and our minds to the fact that everything we see is just a cage for the infinite. And we open that door and that light pours out. And it enlightens us. And it brightens us. And it transforms us. And our vision and our reality and our connection to this world. This is the koach of the Torah, the great power of the Torah. Hame'ira kol mechashchim, that lights up all darkness. Umotziat ha'adam mikol ha'tzimtzumim shehu sharoi behem l'merchavim ein sofim. That takes a person from any tzimtzum that they're in. Mamish couldn't be talking more directly to us right now. And the Tzivot Shalom is all about al derech avoda for this generation, for every person he's talking to. That when a person learns Torah, it takes a person out from whatever confines they feel that they're in, to be able to go mamish, to blow open those doors, to blow open those confines, and to get the broadest reality possible that's infinite, that's Ein Sof. It's the Koach HaTorah. It's mamish the Koach HaTorah. V'lachein, HaTorah hi kiyum ha'olam, and that's why the Torah itself is the continuation of the world, the continuation of the world itself. Umishum kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'im ein mekabelim Yisrael tatzorah, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if we're not mekabel the Torah, if the Jewish people aren't mekabel the Torah, v'lo yekorach ha'ilai shel HaTorah kadoshah l'galot et ha'alem shebetoch ha'olam l'ra'ot or alyon achzir et ha'alem l'to ein lo kiyum l'olam. If Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu, if we don't accept the Torah, then this whole world that we live in is going to be confining. Then this whole world that we live in is going to be limiting. The only way that this world can continue is if my people, the Jewish people, accept the Torah, and then therefore there is a people in this world. We're the ones who are responsible for this, who are able to break through the physicality of that world and release the infinite, expose the infinite, which is in the foundation of that physical world itself. And if not, there's no reason for the world to exist. Then all it is a cover and a mask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what good is that? We're the ones who dignify, who validate the existence of the world. Because we say we're here to fight, to remove the physicality, and expose the infinite behind the physical. Expose the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the unifying force behind all things, which is what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that's mamish in the physical world, that's why we're here, that's what the Torah is for. Questions, thoughts, comments? Good? Alright. I got one thumbs up, it's good enough for me. Let's keep going. Next paragraph, bottom of the left column. Great question, Benji. That's I assume that's in the piece on mitzvot in the Tzivot Shalom. He would answer them, what's the mile of mitzvot? The answer is they're tremendous. One needs to understand them separately, but we're going to focus on Torah for now. But it's an excellent question, and an essential question, especially based on that pasuk in Mishlei that we read before. Bottom of the left column. V'alzeh amru chazal. Chazal say, thank you for saying thank you to a non-answer. V'alzeh amru chazal. She'oto or elokut she'shimesh biyom harishon, that very or elokut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilized on the first day of creation, she'adam sofeu mebit bo misof ha'olam v'ad sofo, which a person can see from one end of the world to the other, lo haya ha'olam kedai lo, it was not proper for the world ve'amad v'ganzo le'amalei Torah. So a little bit of background here, just very quickly, that on the first day of creation we I would assume all of us here are familiar with, it says v'yomer elokim mihior v'yior, the first thing that was created was light. Where did that light come from? What was the source of that light? So in our minds, the ultimate source of light, the true source of light, it's not in our homes, it's not the light bulbs, there was no electricity at that point. Right? So where does light come from? Light comes from the sun and the moon and the stars. But the problem is, the sun and the moon and the stars were created on day 4. So what was the source of the ore on Yom Rishon? That's what compels Chazal, what tips off Chazal, or what tips off Rashi to quote Chazal, and it's brought down in the Gemara, and it's brought down in the Medrash Tanchuma as well, which is what he's quoting here, but it's brought down in both places, that the ore of Yom Rishon was not a normal light. It was not a light that we're familiar with. It wasn't the light of the sun. It's not natural physical light. It's certainly not electrical light. It's a light of a totally different quality. It was mamish, the ore of Hashem. That was the ore that was created at Yom Rishon, was the ore Hashem itself. And it was this tremendous, lofty, godly light. And through this light, we're told that a person is able to see to misof haolam v'ad sofo, to see mamish from one end of the world to the other. And there was a recognition by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo haya haolam kidailo, that the world wasn't proper for it. There were going to be people across history who were not kedai, already starting from Dor Enosh and Dor Mabul and Dor Palaga. There were going to be many people and Kain. I mean, there's going to be people already from the very beginning of time who are not going to be shayach for this light. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this light of Yom Rishon, the Amad Vidganzo, and he hid it away. That's what's referred to in many of the Sifrei Chassidut and the Sifrei Kabbalah as the Or HaGanuz. The Or HaGanuz is the light of the first day of creation, which is pure Or HaLukut, pure godly light, which was hidden away for it was hidden away. It wasn't totally removed. The Sfarim point out it was not totally removed, because as we just said, it's that light which keeps the world going. It's that light which mamash keeps the world continuing on, is behind the physical reality of the world. So Kadosh Baruch Hu only hid it because we need it to keep the world going. But we also gave us opportunities to access the Or HaGanuz. How do we access the Or HaGanuz? There are a few different ways. One of the ways we access the Or HaGanuz is, as he says here, quoting from the Medrash Tanchuma, La'amalei Torah. Those who toil in Torah, who work at Torah, which they're toiling in Torah, in Mamish brings out the Or HaGanuz. A couple of questions or points here. Tov, excellent. Again, the Torah is, yes, bringing out the Or HaGanuz. Says Jacob, Ramchal says the light was excited to be for Adam and for the Tzaddikim. Beautiful. I'd love to see the source for that, but it certainly resonates. And Natan says, so is the light considered a physical way to see Hashem in this world? The light is not a physical light. The light is the ability to, the light is the ability to see godliness, but it's to see ruchnias, to see spirituality, to see the godliness of everything. So my understanding, it's not a literal physical light. You're accessing a spiritual plane and seeing with those spiritual eyes, so to speak. But that's what's referred to as the Or HaGanuz, which is mentioned in many, many places, in learning. Bezrat Hashem, we'll come across together. That's the Or HaGanuz. Al Yidei Limud Torah Kedoshah, 4 lines in on the bottom column, bottom left column. 4 lines in, hold on a second. Okay, going back in, we said we're 4 lines in. 4 lines into the bottom left column. Al Yidei Limud HaTorah Kedoshah, Zochim La'or Ein Sof, HaMe'ir Misof HaOlam V'Yad Sofo. Through limud, from learning Torah, we're zochet to this light of Ein Sof, this infinite light. HaMe'ir Misof HaOlam V'Yad Sofo, that again lights up from one end of the world to the other. What does that mean? Hainu. Shemeirat kol in yanei haolam. It doesn't mean that it lights up from one end of the world to the other. It doesn't mean that if you have this light and you look straight and you have an unobstructed view, you would go all the way around the world and see your back. It means that when you see from one end of the world to the other, it means that you're able to see through the entire world. That you're able to see the essence. Zochin leor ain't leor ain't. That it lights up every aspect of the world. You can see the essence and the emes of everything in the world. Therefore, it says that a mitzvah is like a ner, and Torah is like or. That a mitzvah is like a ner, a mitzvah is like a candle, which saves a person from falling into a pit on the way, or bumping into thorns, but doesn't save a person from lisim, from robbers and bandits. Heim heim kochot atuma hamistatrim miyehudi et or lokutoi parach hamalei et kol abriya. V'rak al yidei or haTorah shu b'vchinat or ha'ir hayom, az ta'ir eretz mikvodecha. Meaning, only through the Torah Kedoshah, meaning a mitzvah can definitely save you in that moment. A mitzvah can keep you from going from making a mistake in that moment. But that which can light up and save you from the listim, meaning that which can save you from the things that are going to attack you, on a spiritual level, save you from the negative forces that are going to attack you. Only the Torah Kedoshah can mamish protect you from that. Can protect you from the negative forces of the negative spiritual forces in this world. That saves a person, because it fills the whole Bria. V'rak al yidei or ha-Torah, and only through the light of the Torah itself, shubichinat or ha-Yom, which is the light of the day itself, az ta'ir eretz mikvodech, and then it's going to light up the whole world with the covenant of Hashem. Al yidei ha-Torah kedoshah niyeh olam ha-tikun v'ruach ha-tumah avir min ha-aretz. Through the Torah kedoshah, it's going to be a world of tikun. We can create a world of tikun, and we can remove the ruach of tumah, we can remove the negative spiritual forces from the land itself. That's why the Sanhedrin are referred to as the Einei HaKal, the eyes of the Kahal. Kikol Avrei HaAdam Heim Mugbalim. Because all of our, every part of our body is defined, is limited. Vilu Ha'inayim Mesugalot Lirot Merchavim. But the eyes can see much, much farther. My hands can go a certain distance. My legs can reach a certain distance. But my eyes can see much further than that. The eyes are able to go and see distance. Torah itself is on the level of Einayim. They can mamish see from one another to the other. We can pen it, we can look at a physical thing, and we can see past its physicality. Sometimes we can see distance, we can see depth with our eyes. We can utilize our eyes to see spiritual depth. And not allow the kochot of the sitra achar to cover up the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hallelu et Hashem min haShamayim, to sing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu from Shamayim. Hallelu, next page, Kuf Mem Chet. Hallelu et Hashem min haAretz, to sing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the land. Min haAretz taninim, v'chol teomot, ha'arim v'chol gvaot, shehu zocheh lirot oroi parach mikol abriya, min haShamayim u'shmei haShamayim, min haAretz u'mi ha'taninim, v'chol teomot v'chulei. Meaning when we have that vision, we're able to join with the whole Bria, we see the emes of the Bria. The emes of the Bria is that it's all reflective of Or HaLakut. It's all the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're able to join in with the emes of the whole Bria. The whole Bria is mamish davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Bria is mamish singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're able to join in with the eyes to see, with really having the eyes to see, to mamish get in and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see for real. We can see the koach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything that exists in the world. This is through mamish learning Torah. It reminds me, I usually tell this story in different contexts, but it's a story that had a very, very big impact on me. And I think fits in here as well. I was one time zochet to be... To drive around my Rebbe. He came into the States to do a Shabbaton, to be part of an alumni Shabbaton. And they asked different guys to take him around. Guys are organized to ride them around because he doesn't have a car. And I volunteered because sometimes guys who would take him around, so they end up, you know, cornering him and they ask him, you know, 1,000 questions or it's, you know, talk to him about all the stuff that's going on. And he loves that. He lives for that, to be there for everybody. But I was like, you know what? I want to do him. He's done me a tova my whole life, wanted to do him a tova. I'm just going to drive him around, and if he wants to talk, we can talk. If he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't have to talk. But somebody can take him around where he can just actually sit and sleep and rest and prepare and get himself together for the Shabbaton, and I can actually do a chesed for him for once in my life. So I was driving around, and half the time he, you know, just needed to, you know, breathe, and half the time we talked. And I remember so many of those conversations. It was a very, very impactful car ride for me. This was when I was already in rabbi in Queens College, you know, and it was just, but those conversations I'm still carrying from a few years ago very, very strongly with me now. But I remember we were driving, any five townsers in the group? I know it's a silly question. The answer is, of course, yes. Any five townsers? So I know that there must be. I know there have to be. If we have a group of 13 guys from yeshiva, the answer is yes. There we go. Tov. There, we got a few. A few interesting responses, okay? Anyway, so we were driving from Queens to the Five Towns, and you have to go down Rockaway Turnpike. And on Rockaway Turnpike, on this highway, so there's different sides of the road, there's, you know, just whole empty stretches of just, like, these, you know, bland, almost wheat-looking, like, stalks of things that are just growing there from the ground. And we're driving down on Friday afternoon. I'm driving to the Shabbaton. I was driving to the Shabbaton, going to drop him off so he could get a chance to get settled, drive back to Queens to get my family, and then we were also going to the Shabbaton, staying by family going to the Shabbaton. And Sam, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about with those that stretch of Rockaway Turnpike, yeah?
So, of course.
Yeah. So, like, if you're a Five Townser, you know. So we're going down there, and he says, you know, we're in the middle of talking. He says, you know, Robbie, he says, you see that? I said, see what? And he points to those like wheat stalks that are just waving there in the, you know, in the wind. And I'm like, yeah. He says, do you see what's happening, Robbie? I'm thinking to myself, definitely not seeing what you're seeing. You know. And he said, Robbie, he says, it's Mamish Erev Shabbos. He says they're all sitting there swaying, shuckling, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and singing. L'chu Naranana LaHashem Nariya L'Sor Yishinu. Their mom is singing Kabbalah Shabbos. So because I don't have Ora Lakut, I see a bunch of dead wheat. I see a bunch of live, uninspiring wheat. With the Ora Torah, it's a very serious thing. With somebody like my Rebbe, who's Mamish purified himself, who's purified his eyes, who's learned so much Torah that he looks at the world and he sees with eyes of ruchnius. He sees beyond. This is a real story, real maisa. He wasn't trying to inspire. We were just schmoozing. He was just sharing what he was seeing, and he and I were looking at the same thing. And I was seeing gashmius, and because he's purified himself, he was seeing ruchnius. That's what Torah can do. This isn't a theoretical thing that we're talking about. These aren't pie-in-the-sky things that we're talking about. When you mamish purify yourselves with ruchnius, then you see the world in a different way. You see the world in a different way. You know, I remember even when I was learning about, you know, the fact that when you say minchas, you should only say that mincha gedola is a half an hour after chatzot, and then one of the reasons was that at that point you could already start to see the shadows. And this whole thing I learned when I was learning brachos around a month ago. And again, when you have those moments when you suddenly see the world in a different way. So now we're all davening biyachidus bezrat Hashem. We should all be davening biyachidus, despite the fact that Baruch Hashem we had our first balcony mirpeset minyan today, where everybody saw in their own mirpasot, and we had 10 on the mirpasot for mincha, which was really, really beautiful. Every guy and his bar mitzvah kids on the mirpasot. Everybody, not even social distancing, not none of the 6 meter stuff. Everybody in their own rishus, everybody in their own house, but there are many, you know, mirpasot are the foundation of Israeli life. So we all came out at 1:30, and we mamish had a minyan. We were all able to see all 10, and we had a minyan. But before then, for the last few days, so I've been standing there. I was sitting there in the mirpaset, and I was davening shacharis, mincha, and mariv. Outside, I'm on your peset, and the sun mamish makes an arc right over. And I was thinking, just watching, like, oh, how cool it was to see that. I noticed it at mincha, that at shacharis, I was facing the sun and the shadows behind me, and I watched the shift of the angle of it, and I was like, oh, I know I'm fine, because I looked it up on my zmanim first, but I was like, back in the day, this is mincha gedola. I could see my shadow at an angle that's strong enough that this is mincha gedola. And reflect on the fact that, like, we're, when we look at the world like that, I mean, that's a low level. I learned it and I saw it, so I was able to apply it. Baruch, you know, like, good for me, pat myself on the back. I was able to mamish see that which I read. Rav Yoel was able to mamish look at the world and see, you know, and see the world, what he's talking about here, what David HaMelech was able to see. See the world shuckling and singing L'chun Ra'an HaLashem. But to recognize that when we're learning Torah, we're seeing past the physical world, to see the ruchnius of the physical world. It's a whole different vision. Whether you're seeing the world in Torah terms, or you're actually getting to a place where you're seeing the ruchnius burst forth from the physical, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. It's something that we can all be zochet to, just by doing what we're doing right now. To look down at a sefer, and to read the words, and to listen to a chavrusa in Torah, and to think it out, and we're opening ourselves, we're opening our spiritual eyes to seeing what Torah is all about. This is David HaMelech himself, davens and says, Galeinai va'abita niflot mitoratecha, open up my eyes, let me see the wonders of your Torah. Let's really see with eyes of Torah. To open up and really see with eyes of Torah. Let's go on with Bet. Bet. We're in the first column of Kuf Mem Chet, right after the big bet in the top right of the page. The Katav HaRambam, the Rambam says, Talmid shegila le'ir miklato, Talmid shegala le'ir miklato. The Rambam says that a Talmud who's sent away to an ir miklat, if a person, lo aleinu, kills somebody unintentionally, then they're sent to an ir miklat. They have to run away to a city of refuge, where they have to stay until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then they can be let out, but they have to stay there, and if they're not there in the ir miklat, which they have to be in, then somebody else can kill them for having killed the other person unintentionally. So they're sent to the ir miklat. Migalin l'rabo imo. So it says that the rav of that person is sent away with them to the ir miklat. Shneemar v'chai asa lo kidei shetichya v'chayei ba'alei ha'chokhma u'mivaksheha b'li Talmud Torah kimita chashuvim. That life without Talmud Torah is not like real life. It's not life. So the Rav has to go with the Talmud to the Ir Miklat. V'hainu, what does this mean? Ki b'li Talmud Torah, that without Talmud Torah, lo me'ir aleihem or elokuto yiparach, then there is no light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chayim ki'ilu kimita chashuvim. And a person whose life is mamish like they're dead. A person who lives without Torah is mamish like they don't have any life itself. True life is Torah. The true essence of my being is my neshama. What my neshama is drawn to, what gives it life, is learning, is Torah, is ruchnis, is spirituality. Eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba. Torah is the eitz chayim mamish. If you want to connect to the tree of life and not death, you connect to Torah. If you want to connect to the Elokim chayim, to Elokim was the source of life. It's all coming through the Torah itself. And a person without Torah is mamish like the walking dead. V'hainu ki b'li Talmud Torah lo me'ir aleihem or alokoti barach v'chaim ki lukamav v'chashuvim. Kimbo sharmnu Chazal say, suma chashuv kemeit. So Chazal say, very, very strongly, that a person who's blind is considered like they're dead. It's a mamar Chazal. But he says that it's not just the pshat. He says there's a much deeper meaning to what that is. What does it mean that a person who's blind is considered like they're dead? It means, heyot she'enu ro'eh or harehu b'sihat simsum ve'enu margish latovu. That if you don't truly see, if you're blind to the spirituality of the world, if you're blind to Torah, you're chashuv kemeis. Every single person who's sitting with us right now, you're alive. This is life. Everybody's talking about how life as we know it has stopped, and life as we know it isn't going to be the same, and we have to find a new normal. No! Life continues. You're all just as alive right now as you were in yeshiva. You're just as alive right now as you know Tashir. You're just as alive right now as in your sefer. Life continues. The essence of life continues. The ikkar of life continues. Everybody here now is alive. We're alive mamish. We're alive in all the ways that count. Because we're mamish in the Torah. And that's real life. V'hefresh bein olam haba l'tchiyat ha-meitim ki yitron shepapikeach al asuma. And the hefresh between bein olam hazeh totally got that wrong. I apologize. V'hefresh bein am ha'aretz l'talmid chacham ki yitron hapikeach el asuma. The difference between an am ha'aretz, a person who doesn't learn Torah, doesn't know from Torah, and a talmid chacham, a person who mamish engages their whole life in Talmud Torah. It's the difference between a fool, between a person who's mamish able to see and to understand, a person who has sight, and a person who's blind. A talmid chacham has sight, and a person who's an am ha'aretz is totally blind. Ha'am ha'aretz hu kisuma, the am ha'aretz is like a blind person. Shachomer mastir bimeno et or elokuto, because they're blinded to the truth of reality. They're blinded to spirituality. They're blinded to the essence of what reality is about. They're blinded to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shanim sabato kol abriya, that's within the whole briya. Uveriato ha'mitzum semet, ro'er raket atzmo. And with his limited vision, he just sees himself. That's all he sees. That's really what he's seeing. He's only seeing himself. He can't see beyond himself. He can't see beyond his own desires. He can't see beyond the physical world. And if all I see is the physical world, so I'm going to run after the physical world. I don't know if there's anything else. I've blinded myself to there being anything else. I've blinded myself to the truth and to the light of reality.
V'atalmud chacham, but the Talmud chacham. Ora Torah me'ir bo lirot et ora lokuto. The ora of Torah, the light of Torah, lights up so that way they can see the ora lokut. V'ro'eh be'ofkim, ein sofim. Misov alam v'otzfon. They're able to see mamash from one end of the world to the other. They can see the depth of reality. Umavto al olam. Umlo'oet hu. Umavto al olam. Umlo'o. Humabat ruchani ila'i belot simsum bahagbalot. And that person's vision. And everything inside, that person's vision of the world and everything that's inside of it is a totally spiritual vision, a lofty vision, without anything holding it back. Next paragraph, bottom paragraph in the column. V'al zeh amru chazal say, barati yitzer hara, uvarati lo torah tavlin. I created the yitzer hara, but I also, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I also created the Torah as the remedy for that yitzer hara. Ikar koach ha-yitzer, litzamtzem ulisanver, re'iyato shel adam, lirot ach et ha-chomer, v'nafsho ha-behemit. The goal of the Yetzer Hara, the goal, mamish, the goal of the Yetzer Hara, is to blind a person from seeing I thought we lost you. I'm so glad you came back. I was actually stopped. I paused. I was hurt. I thought we lost you. You're mamish my light, Benji. You're mamish my light. So he says, thumbs up right back to you. Sorry, I got distracted by the screen. Tov. Ikar koach ha-yetzer, that the main koach of the Yetzer Hara is to blind a person, is to blind their sight. Lirot et achomer, to only see physicality and to only see through the lowest part of their soul, to disconnect from all the elevated parts of the soul. I'm just alive and I'm alive to be a physical being. And the Gemara in Sotah says that a person only commits an avira if literally a spirit of stupidity enters them. Because who would go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who would run after Gashmias? Who would run after physicality? Who would run after this world in the process lose Olam Haba? In the process lose Schar of Olam Haba? In the process lose, deeper than that, a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, lose the essence of the world, which is the rudeness of the world. Who would ever give that up? Only a person who's mamish insane. Doing an avera is because we have temporary insanity, because we have a rosh shtush that comes into our minds, says the Gemara in Sota. Uvarati Torah Tavlin, and in order to cure us from that spirit of stupidity, to cure us from the Yetzer Hara, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. Sheba'ora Torah Mi'irat einayim ro'eh or elukuto yibarach, that with the light of the Torah, it lights up our eyes that we can mamish see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'masig mabat acher al kol abriyan, to look at the world entirely differently, a whole different vision of the world. V'ad shekol inyanei hata'avot olam hazeh hakol hevel, to see that all of the desires in this world, they're mamish nothing. To actually see, to feel that pull, to mamish feel that pull toward physicality, to feel the pull toward that food that's treif, to feel that pull against being shomer negiyah, to feel that pull towards all levels of tum'ah and all things that are usher to us, to feel that pull, and to know, to see that all of that is olam hazeh and it's all hevel. I'm laughing at it. It's a joke. It's stupidity. It's insanity. And I want nothing to do with it. And how can I see that? Because I have eyes of Torah. A person with eyes of Torah, you look at it differently, you see it differently, and you laugh, and you walk away. Who would want that? Who would want it? It's nothing. It's passing. It's instant gratification. That's in the moment, going to give me a moment of physical pleasure, but going to cost me an eternity of pleasure, of spiritual pleasure, and closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of trait is that? That's nuts. That's insane. That's craziness. Umargish et ha-chior, sheyesh b'ta'avot nefesh ha-behemit. And we feel the darkness of the physicality. K'ma'amar, as the Maran, the Kodenigo says in the Beis Abraham, b'firush, b'imtelo nehora v'tafche l'chon b'ata, ba'eit shakarash baruch ha-meir li'udi, techase'az chashkut u'busha et kol inyanim ta'avot olam hazeh. The time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up a Jew, then all of the darkness and all of the Tava V'Olam Hazeh, it all gets covered up, and we see with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's light, it all goes away. All the physicality goes away, all the Tava goes away, all the Shtus goes away. V'ro'eh af sivat kol hadvarim shebnei adam rodfim acharihem. And we see the afsiyut, that's a new word, that's a Hasidic word, the afsiyut, we see the nothingness, the zeroness, the nothingness of everything that people in this world run after. Ha'or hazehu atavlin sheyesh b'torah kedosha. This is mamish, the cure, the remedy of the Torah against the Yitzer Hara. Shebiladav achzira ta'olam latohu. That without it, the whole world would turn to tohu. Ha'olam kulo hu olam atohu. That the whole world would be a whole world of tohu, but instead we're able to overcome this world of physicality and mamish run after ola chai olam, run after olam haba, run after Kadosh Baruch Hu, run after ruchnius and spirituality. We're going to stop it for today, just to again internalize the depth of what we're all doing. Again, today was a day about chizuk, in the sense that we're doing amazing things. And what greater chizuk? We're all sitting here learning Torah, we're learning about Talmud Torah. Learning about the greatest opportunity that we have to engage with the Or HaGanuz, with the Or HaLokut, to purify our eyes, to mamish put them in a mikvah called Torah, and to be able to see with clarity the world as it really is, which isn't the sheker of the physical world, but beneath that he'elam, beneath that hiddenness, is the rudeness of the world that's jumping out. It's all, it's kulo or, it's kulo HaGadosh Baruch Hu, it's kulo Ein Sof. There's no borders, there's no boundaries. When you learn Torah, you break through all those borders and boundaries, and you see the endless light of HaGadosh Baruch Hu, and you connect with that endless light, and you connect to spirituality. It allows us to truly see, and therefore to be alive. Kasuma Chashav Kameis. We're actually able to be see, to truly see, and to be alive, to live in this world as to live in Olam Hazeh with the life and eyes of Olam Haba, and to see past the limitations of this world and the desires of this world, and mamash nefer only the things that matter. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezake us to help us keep learning, to take advantage of every single learning opportunity that there is, Baruch Hashem, in the history of the world. You could never learn as much in your home as you can learn today. It's an incredible thing. I don't know what we would have done in a tekufa like this if it were 50 years ago. Everybody would have been stuck with their, would have been stuck with only some online, there was no online, there were no, they would only be stuck with their art scrolls. There were no art scrolls. 50 years ago, what would we have done? And we're sitting at home with Hebrew English Sfarim. We're sitting at home with audio shirim. We're sitting at home with shirim, with video shirim. We're sitting at home learning together b'chavruta from thousands of miles away. To take advantage of the fact that right now we have an unparalleled opportunity to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see that you're putting me in these physical walls, but I know that the emes of Torah is that there are no walls. That if I engage Torah and learn Torah, Torah lishma, mamash, it all goes away, and I'm living in the same infinity, the same infinite light that surrounds me always if I just look beneath the surface. Baruch Hu should give us the koach to continue learning like that, to purify our eyes, to be able to see with clarity the truth of the world, to see the Or HaLokut, and to learn, to mamish have the strength and the koach to keep learning and learning and learning as much today as we can, and together with the Baruch Hu as deeply as we can, and through that learning, and through bringing out that light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to bring the Geula and the rebuilding of the Yisrael Mikdash, Bezrat Hashem here by Yameinu, Amen. Shkoach, everybody. Shkoach.
Thank you.